and it's common throughout all of them I can find. So here, there's a few here that I'll highlight. And up to this point, I just thought the golden rule was that, you know, cheap elevator speech, that if somebody asks what Christianity is all about, you just sort of say, well, the golden rule, this is what it's all about. But what I found is that in Islamic writings, they state the following. None of you truly believes until he wishes for his brother what he wishes for himself. Another verse. Seek for mankind that of which you are desirous of for yourself, that you may be a believer. That which you want for yourself, seek for mankind. And lastly, the most righteous person is the one who consents for other people what he consents for himself, and who dislikes for them what he dislikes himself. Hinduism puts it this way. One should never do to another which one regards as injurious to one's own self. In brief is the rule of Dharma. Other behavior is due to selfish desires. In this case, by making Dharma your main focus, treat others as you treat yourself. Buddhism puts it this way. Hurt not others in ways that you yourself would find hurtful. Also, one who, while himself seeking happiness, oppresses with violence other beings who also desire happiness, will not attain happiness hereafter. I have trouble pronouncing this word. Confucianism. I think I did it. Is there any one word that could guide a person throughout life? The master replied, how about shu, or reciprocity? Never impose onto others what you would not choose for yourself. And also states, what you do not wish for yourself, do not do to others. Do you see how similar all these are to our golden rule in the Bible? I was thinking this might help explain the opinion held by many in our society right now that all faiths are equal. It doesn't matter what you believe. They all believe the same thing. Yes, this is in common. But, and I can see how people would believe this if their understanding of the benefits of having faith is the outcomes generated by adherence to a golden rule. In other words, no matter what faith you have, follow this rule and you will be a good person. Be rewarded in the next life. And I've had conversations with friends and people of other faiths whose argument against Christianity is just that. So what makes the application of the golden rule in Christianity's context different? Well, let's look at a couple of the versions of the golden rule in the Bible, because Luke 10 is just one, but there's several other instances where a version is stated. Leviticus 19, verse 18. You shall not take vengeance or bear a grudge against the sons of your own people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. Leviticus 19, 34. You shall treat the stranger who sojourns with you as native among you, and you shall love him as yourself, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. I am your Lord, your God. Luke 6, verse 31, I'm sorry. And as you wish that others would do to you, do so to them. Galatians 5, verse 14. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Romans 13, 8 to 10. Owe no one anything except to love each other. For the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you should not murder, you should not steal, you should not covet, and any other commandment are summed up in this one word. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. And lastly, the scripture that I read today, the Good Samaritan, that's all of these summed up in action. So the golden rule itself is more of an action statement that falls love your neighbor as yourself. The missing piece that I saw in what I was able to find from the other faiths is love. Nowhere in their commandments did they charge anybody to love their neighbor as themselves. And love is the difference. So, as Christians, we are charged above all to love the Lord our God with all our hearts and to love our neighbor as ourselves. It's a very simple concept. It's really easy to do if your neighbor is lovable, a little harder if they're not. But that hasn't been my problem. There's a more fundamental problem that I have difficulty with. And that is the question, what if you don't love yourself? This has been my stumbling block, and I suspect a challenge for many. The unspoken assumption in this command is that the bar or standard for what you have done unto you is very high. You expect and want to be treated very well by others. You expect and will be receptive to love from others. But what if you don't expect to be treated well? What if you don't feel you deserve to be treated well? What if you actually loathe or even hate yourself enough to feel undeserving of love? Can you expect to be successful in living by this command? Can you expect to want to or even know how to love others? Pastor Mark's done numerous sermons on the concepts around the fact that in order to forgive others, you need to first forgive yourself. In order to fully love others, you need to first learn to love yourself. And if you look throughout your neighborhood, your community, society, from this perspective, you'll see hurting people everywhere that are looking for ways to deal with the fact that they do not love themselves. They engage in all kinds of activities to fill the void. And many, it's the root of their depression. I tend to rely on food and drink to make myself feel better, or maybe even seek praises, accolades, and approval from others when I do something well. And it's funny though, these will last for a minute, sometimes an hour, sometimes for a day, but underneath all of this is this somehow this feeling that I'm just not worthy of those praises and accolades and good things. And it manifests itself with me for friendships. I have trouble accepting friendship, and even if I do, I have trouble maintaining it. Why? Well, it's because I feel I can't imagine why someone would want to be my friend. Now, it sounds a little harsh, but it's in there. Not so much now as in the past. So that's sort of my struggle. So are you struggling to forgive yourself and love yourself? If so, how do you fix it? How have I been trying to fix it? How do you learn to love yourself? My journey out of the void started with forgiveness. I struggled with forgiving myself for all the horrible things I've done in my life. I look back on the completely self-absorbed person I was before accepting Jesus and the trail of destruction I left and find it impossible on my own to forgive myself for those things. I relive a lot of them in my mind on a nightly and daily basis. They just pop in and you find yourself thinking about these things. At the time, with the person I was then, I had neither understanding nor really any concern or care for how my words and actions impacted others. And I do now. It's horrifying. If I think about those things too much, the weight of my sense of guilt can become crushing. So I don't mean to sound like I committed horrible crimes or something like that. It's just I now understand how many of my words and actions hurt people around me, tore them down, made them feel miserable as I felt. I'm ashamed to admit that if you ask people from my past who once knew me what they thought about me, they would not have much good to say. But the cool thing is there's hope. What Christianity offers that none of the other faiths do is a pathway out of the void of self-loathing that is not based on works. It is not based on what you do. For example, Islam's solution to this is a simple checkbook. Do more good than evil, and you will be redeemed and go to heaven. Simply do good out of guilt or out of selfish desire to ensure your place in heaven. Not out of what us Christians are called to do an unselfish love for your neighbor. For us Christians, the starting spot is repentance and confession. God will provide us the forgiveness. When we receive forgiveness that He gives for free, we can then begin to accept the process of forgiving ourselves. Oops. Once we do this, we can then begin to forgive others. Through this forgiveness, we can then begin to lift the crushing burden of guilt we carry and see and accept the love that God has given us. Then, through the acceptance of His unconditional love and loving Him back, we can then learn to love ourselves. As we are now not burdened with what we have done or who we used to be, but who we are now. In this way, we can learn to love others in a way that then allows us to live not only by the golden rule, but by the greater commandment to love thy neighbor as oneself. We are to love others as an extension of a loving God. When we love God, the natural extension or flow is to love others as God has loved us. 1 John has this idea. Whoever says that they love God and hate their neighbor is a liar. One of my favorite bands is a band called Reliant K. Many of you might remember seeing them in Creation a couple times. They were awesome. One of my favorite songs they wrote is called "Who I Am Hates Who I Am." The chorus goes this way: I'm sorry for the person I became. I'm sorry that it took so long for me to change. I'm ready to try and never become that way again. Because who I am hates who I've been. Who I am hates who I've been. So in closing, there's nothing in this world, other faiths, worldly possessions, careers, the people in your life, can fulfill our need to be loved the way that our God can. So repent. Forgive yourself. Love yourself. Love God. Love your neighbor. And through this, lovingly serve your neighbor and change the world. Let's pray. Jesus, please help us all to accept the love that you freely offer to us. Please help us to turn to you for the healing and forgiveness we all need so desperately.